DeepEnglish.com.
Patterns can be broken, past perfect. Tara's time in prison had been the best thing that ever happened to her. What had been the best thing that ever happened to her? Tara's time in prison had been the best thing that ever happened to her. She had finally gotten therapy for her past trauma. What had she finally gotten therapy for? She had finally gotten therapy for her past trauma, and she had learned how to free herself from negative mental patterns that she had learned as a child. Who had learned how to free herself from negative mental patterns? Tara had learned how to free herself from negative mental patterns. When she had gotten out of prison, she had known that she wanted to change her life. What had she known? She had known that she wanted to change her life. Someone had given her a book written by Sean Hopwood. What had someone given her? Someone had given her a book written by Sean Hopwood. She had been transfixed. Sean had been someone who didn't let his past define his future. Who had been transfixed? Tara had been transfixed. Had Sean been someone who didn't let his past define his future? Yes, Sean had been someone who didn't let his past define his future. Sean had proved the judge wrong. He had changed. Who had proved the judge wrong? Sean had proved the judge wrong. Who had changed? Sean had changed. He had proven to the world that a criminal's past doesn't equal their future. What had he proven to the world? He had proven to the world that a criminal's past doesn't equal their future. Patterns had been broken. He had transformed. He had changed. What had been broken? Patterns had been broken. Had he transformed? Yes, he had transformed. Had he changed? Yes, he had changed. If he had done it, she could too. She had connected with him on Facebook. If he had done it, could she too? Yes, if he had done it, she could too. Who had she connected with on Facebook? She had connected to Sean on Facebook. She had started to follow in his footsteps. What had she started to follow? She had started to follow in his footsteps. Tara had gone to law school and graduated with honors. Had she gone to law school? Yes, she had gone to law school. Who had graduated with honors? Tara had graduated with honors. She had worked hard and done everything right to turn her life around, but the state of Washington had disagreed. Had she done a few things right to turn her life around? No, she hadn't done a few things right to turn her life around. She had done everything right to turn her life around. Who had disagreed? The state of Washington had disagreed. They had barred her from taking the test to become a lawyer. What had they barred her from doing? They had barred her from taking the test to become a lawyer. With Sean's help, she had appealed the decision to the Washington State Supreme Court. Had she appealed the decision? Yes, she had appealed the decision. Had she appealed the decision alone? No, she hadn't appealed the decision alone. She had appealed the decision with Sean's help. Sean had argued that identifying someone solely based on their history is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Who had argued that identifying someone solely based on their history is a self-fulfilling prophecy? Sean had argued that identifying someone solely based on their history is a self-fulfilling prophecy.